So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming again. Slowly we are preparing for our last day and our actual meditation. But before starting today's session, I want to do what is called a recap. In other words, I would like to go with you through the day. So I have seen our Temple of the Heart seminar to be almost like a route, like a journey with different stations. And the stations are the different days. Now on the basis of our seminar is the understanding that devotee means the mind. We have to work on our minds in order to become real devotees. If we are just a little absent-minded and we are not with our subject of Krishna consciousness, then there is not so much benefit in what we do. We were speaking about this very important, let me say, transmigration which every devotee has to make in his or her life, that is that journey from the external activities of the mind and senses. Please put it here. You were extremely fast, thank you very much. The mind and senses to the senses and the voice, I wanted to say, to the mind. Then I was explaining to you our project. This was called the Temple of the Heart. And I would like to read to you a little bit about this project, the Temple of the Heart. Someone wrote this to me on com and gave me actually the idea. Why do we call this seminar the Temple of the Heart? Maybe first of all I would like to hear from you. What could be a reason why all of this meditation in Krishna consciousness is called the Temple of the Heart? Yeah?
It's the place where the super soul and the jiva, the individual soul, reside.
Yeah, it's the place of the jiva and the individual soul. But what does this have to do with the temple?
Wherever you go, the heart's there. So sometimes you may not be able to go to a temple, but you can still feel Krishna inside.
Yeah. Wherever you go, that's where your heart is. Sometimes you may not be able to go to the temple, but you can feel Krishna in the heart, in the temple of the heart.
Mm-hmm. The temple is a place for devotion or devotion. So you can't be devotional without using your heart. So the temple being in the heart is where real devotion can happen.
Yes, you have to use the heart. And the heart is the place where devotion is happening, just like a temple. In the temple, the devotion is happening. I'm doing a mistake. I don't hear very clearly because I'm preparing my whole seminar in my mind. I'm very sorry. I didn't for justice to your answer. Yes.
Well, the mind is situated in the heart, and if we create a temple in there, then the mind, which is so important for serving Krishna, can do his service in our heart.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very good. Let me read to you. One of my models in Krishna consciousness is actually a devotee called Lala Babu, who was a very, very rich personality. He had a temple at his residence in Calcutta, a huge estate. He was a very, very rich man's son. Now one day it happened that the pujari of his temple gave him the Mahaprasad, and as he was eating it, he bit on a hair. He was enraged. He called the pujari, and at that time he had leather shoes on, and he kicked with his foot the pujari right into his solar plexus, and the pujari died. This shocked him very much, and that a couple of evenings later, when he was going to the Ganga, he was very much thinking about it, and at that time a thin voice reached his ear. Bella Holo, let's go home. This was the voice of a little girl who told her father, who had fallen asleep, the sun is setting, we need to go home. When Lala Babu heard this, let's go home, he went to his house. He wrote a letter to his people and said, I have gone home to Vrindavan. He left that night and went to Vrindavan, and with all his money, he established a wonderful temple to deities which are called Krishna, Radha Krishna Chandrama. It's a temple which all of you can visit, and when you are in the temple, you feel the history of this personality. It's a very moving experience to go to this temple. Now, one day, his deity, who was living in this temple, appeared to him, and he told him, I'm pleased with your service, but I beg of you one more thing. Lala Babu was surprised. He said, yes, but I have no money any longer. You know this. I have built this huge temple for you, and I've given donations to all the sadhus in Braj. Even today there is a kitchen which runs on the money of Lala Babu. You can eat there, eat from the money of Lala Babu. He was in the 17th century, and I have no more money. The Lord smiled at him. He said, you know, I'm a beggar. I go about asking for alms from my devotees. Though there's nothing I do not possess, and there's no place where I do not live, I prefer to eat what my devotees give and to live in the temples they built for me. Then he said, you have built one big temple, but now I want a special temple from you, the temple of your heart. Hare Krishna. So I feel Krishna also wants this from us. We as a movement, or you as devotees, have done so much. But have you built a temple in your heart? Is in your heart a place where the Lord wants to reside? Or is there maybe enviousness still? Or is there anger? Or is there attachment? You should build a temple. This is how we started. Then I was telling to you how powerful the mind is. This is a wagon. Do you remember my example? The person who died from his mind, you remember? Who was living, good. More or less, from there we went on to day number two. We looked at the monks at Mountain Athos to study about their meditational practice. You want to also see, huh? And we were we investigated our own little japa meditation, I should say. Do you still remember? What I gave you as a practical result is a list of points where you can, which you can read to improve your own japa. Do you all have this list still?
Yes.
Good. Please, after the seminar, look at this list. You know, now we are in Radha Desh, everyone. I do not know if you feel like we are getting tired from all the seminars, and it's a little bit, overload of information now. But when you come home, please take this list and set one day as read it before the next day, and the day before you do the japa reform, and then one day just try it. This might help you. You might become a pure devotee. Then we went to day number 3, where we were hearing a little bit about Krishna's qualities, Krishna's divine form, how he was dressed, and we went into a meditation about what? What could that be? It's so very clear, I suppose. It's the lotus feet of the Lord. This is where we are now. Do you know what we should discuss now? Meditation about Krishna means meditation about the name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes. Good. I will put this from now on every day. I think it is nice. We can put it maybe afterwards, some Dolores and Jagoda, you can put it here. And before the seminar, you can just go through this so that you know where you are. For now, we will roll it up, not too narrow, and put it on the side and go to Krishna's Transcendental Leelas. You are excellent card holders. It is a very extremely impressive. so on. But I would like, because we will be going a little in the Leela of the Lord, I would like to just get us a little in the spiritual atmosphere and chant. Is there a nice midanga player amongst them? I mean, no one would say, yes, I'm good. But who can play midanga? Please pick up the midanga. Hare Krishna. I will sing with you a melody from Vrindavan, from Raj. No midanga players around? Then I can play. Is there a karta player? Tetanga, du bist sehr qualifiziert für die kartas. Please give it to Tetanga. Now this will become a little bit Vrindavan-like, the hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. See, after I gave a seminar on Krishna's form, a little girl wrote this picture to me and said, "You helped me to remember Krishna. Is the turban all right?" She said, whilst we are, chanting, we can just pass it around. Please return it to me because it's so lovely. It's the art of little girls and boys are just so innocent. This is a meditative melody. You please sing deeply. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Louder please Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hai Bo Jai Radhe Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe Radhe Radha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe We usually sing Radha Gopinatha only two times. When I sing it three times, you could not follow. What does this show us? It has to do with our meditation seminar. It's not a baseless criticism which serves no function. Habit is very strong. habit is extremely strong. When we are wanting to become internal devotees and build up the temple in our mind, it is very, very, very difficult. We will have to confront our old habits which we have followed so far and really learn to think about Krishna. We really have to go in our day, we have to sometimes stop in our day and say, wait a minute, I'm not thinking of Krishna. And then begin to think of Krishna. We are habituated. My dear devotees, our ISKCON movement is now going into the purificatory phase, a very important phase for a movement. That means many impurities will come up and will vie or option for your mind. These impurities which will come up are known to us since many births and deaths in this world. And our mind will immediately jump onto these subjects and become very involved and very dark. We will need to now learn to put the temple into our heart, into practice, and become a little bit expert in this. Meditation or thinking of Krishna. Rupa Goswami has said that the whole purpose of our life is to never forget Krishna and to always remember him. Hare Krishna. I want to now go into Lila Smaranam. Lila Smaranam. But before we start, we want to greet the devotees who have just now come to our little seminar. Welcome and dobrodošli. Lila Smaranam is a very engaging activity whereby a devotee can think of Krishna. Now, some devotees in Vrindavan do Lila Smaranam 24 hours a day. They know, by looking at the clock, wristwatch, what Krishna does at that particular time, and they think of him. See, time is very much related to our lives, isn't it? I know, when it's 2 o'clock, it means prasadam time, then we will all become... some of them are waiting for the 2 o'clock to come, because it is the time is usually in this world related with important events in our lives. The Lila Smaranam tradition takes this principle and tells us what Krishna does at certain times of the day, what events are happening, so that one can think of this. This is a very advanced technique, and we have not. I would desire to go into the definition which Prabhupada gives us for Lila Smaranam. He talks of another Lila Smaranam, not about the Lila Smaranam which some devotees in Vrindavan do, where they try to focus their minds on the eightfold activity of Krishna, which takes place during the eight sections of the day. Let us hear what Prabhupada says about Lila Smaranam, and then we will do it a little bit. Since Krishna had departed from Vrindavan to Mathura, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Shrimati Radharani, the gopis, and the cowherd boys, were simply thinking of Krishna at every step. I think this is very nice. Krishna had left them, but they were now thinking, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They were thinking. Krishna was playing in this way. some were thinking, he was stealing my butter. I remember. Ooh. And then, to not become discovered, when he had stolen the butter, he saw his image in a jewel pillar in my house, and he thought the image was another boy. And he said, "Don't tell that I have stolen the butter. Please don't tell it." And the gopi was smiling, ha 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 ha. And then Krishna, she was thinking, was taking butter which he had stolen and smearing it on the image and the jewel pillar. So that you, I'm giving you butter also now, so you are also guilty. If you say something, we both will be in misery. So she was remembering. Krishna was playing in this way. It's just an example. There are many this ways. Krishna was blowing his flute. Krishna was joking with us. And Krishna was embracing us. This is called Lila Smarana. And it is a process of associating with Krishna, most recommended by great devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya enjoyed Lila Smarana association of Krishna when he was at Puri. Those who are in the most exalted position of devotional service and ecstasy can live with Krishna always by remembering his pastimes. And Prabhupada says, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a transcendental literature entitled Krishna Bhavanamrita, which is full with Krishna's pastimes. Now if you will try to run to Vishnumurti's bookshop, I have not seen this book, but don't despair. Devotees can remain absorbed in Krishna thought by reading such books, any book of Krishna Leela, even this book, Krishna, and our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, is actually solace for devotees who are feeling the separation of Krishna. Isn't this wonderful? You just hear about the pastimes of Krishna and then think about them, and some solace is there. Oh, Krishna is here in the temple of the heart. Now I will read to you a few pastimes and we will have a little favorable music for this. Let's see if it works. My dear friends, do you know that when Krishna lies on the ground, he rests on his left elbow and his head rests on his left hand? Do you know this? He moves his attractive eyebrows by playing his flute with his delicate fingers. And the sound he produces creates such a nice atmosphere that the denizens of the heavenly planets who travel in space with their wives and beloved stop their airplanes, for they are stunned by the vibration of the flute. You can just imagine the heavenly airplanes come and then whoop, stop, and they are stunned. The wives of the demigods who are seated in the planes then become very much ashamed of their singing and musical qualifications. Not only that, but they become afflicted with conjugal love, and their hair and tightened dresses immediately loosen. Did you know this? I'm reading something other, a selection. When Krishna walked on the bank of the Yamuna, the Yamuna is there, she has lotus flowers in her hands. What are the hands of the Yamuna? Any idea? The waves, yes. Sometimes Krishna lies and plays his flute and then the Yamuna stops, goes backwards, and brings on her hands lotus flowers which she places before Krishna's lotus feet. Lotus and lotus go together. He was seen nicely decorated with tilak on his head. He was garlanded with different kinds of forest flowers, and his body was smeared by the pulp of sandalwood and tulasi leaves. The bumblebees became mad after the treasure of sweet nectar of the atmosphere. Being pleased by the humming sound of the bees, Krishna would play his flute, and together the sounds became so sweet to hear that the aquatics, that the fishes, the cranes, swans, ducks, and other birds were charmed. Instead of swimming or flying, they became stunned. You know, the birds in Vrindavan, when they hear this, they remain in the air. They can't fly any longer, but they don't fall down. They just hang in the air to enjoy the musical concert of Krishna's flute. And then one gopi told Mother Yashoda, "My dear mother, your son is very expert among the cowherd boys. He knows all the different arts, how to tend the cows and how to play the flutes. He composes his own songs, and to sing them he puts his flute to his mouth. When he plays, either in the morning or in the evening, all the demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra and Chandra bow their heads and listen with great attention." Krishna has many pastimes also with the gopis. One time they go all in the lake called Luku Luku, it's called. Yes, it's a special lake. And then the gopis are challenging Krishna. "Let us see who can be the longest of the times underwater." They go, Lalita is the person who will judge it. And they go, 1, 2, 3. And whenever they do this one time, and Krishna is the last to come out. "How did you do this so long, Shyama Sunda?" "No, just, I'm very capable." It can't be. Once again, 1, 2, 3. And again. Three times Krishna wins. Now the third time, Lalita has an idea. Because it can't be. She says 1, 2, 3, and then she does not dive into the water, but just watches. And in the middle, she sees Krishna coming up, breathing, and then going back. And this is too much. Lalita is extremely... she has a dress colored like peacock feathers, but she's very... This is very beautiful, but her hot temper is very intense. And she says, "This liar, this cheater, he has lost all the games because he has cheated." Krishna is very sad. And Krishna says, "Okay, one more time. This time we can have someone who watches. So no one can cheat, right? One more time and we will see." So they all go down and the gopis stay. They really stay because if they win this one more time, I forgot to tell you, they have won all the games. For sure. And Krishna is forever incapable of diving into the Luku Luku lake. So they almost die, some gopis. They can't die there in spiritual bodies, but just at the Leela. In Leela, all things are forgotten, and only Leela is there, the play itself. God forgets that he is God. His devotees forget that he is God. The only reality is play, divine play, ecstatic, divine, amusing play. So then they come out and they all wait because Krishna is not there. And they ask Lalita, he came up in between? No, I don't know. They wait. They wait for 3 minutes, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. And then they become extremely nervous. "Where's Krishna? Our Krishna?" And they begin to go through the lake, you know, with everything, with us, you know, try to just find every centimeter, and they go totally they develop a high mood of separation from Krishna. The separation becomes so intense that it seems that the whole of Vrindavan is diving into an ocean of sadness. What was a beautiful play is the most saddest of all things. So while this is going on, Krishna is behind a tree and he is looking at the gopis who have this wonderful, who show the most intense love for him. And when it gets too much, he steps out from behind the tree and he plays on his flute. Hare Krishna. This is one of the, there are millions of leelas. Read them and sometimes think about them. The easiest place to find find leelas with nice commentary is this book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you have read it, I have another book which I very, very much like personally. It is a book presented by His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj, and it is called the Venu Gita. It is the commentaries on the chapter of the Krishna book which I have just read to you. I have just read to you the 34th chapter of the Krishna book, in case you want to read it. There are nice pastimes of Krishna, 34. It's correct. So he has collected all the purports of the acharyas to these little pastimes and has written it. As all the books, you can get them at Vishnumurti's place. It is described that you can associate with Krishna by thinking of him. What was the mood of the gopis? How were they thinking of Krishna? In separation, they were thinking Krishna, you are there, we are here, we want to think of you. If you do not have this mood, your thinking of Krishna will not be very, very effective. If you think, oh, everything is all right, I'm here in the material world, I'm getting my prasadam and my new dhotis every 2 years, and so on, and I'm well loved amongst my peers, and so on, and I'm... Or if you think, oh, this ISKCON stinks, because we have heard in the seminar, reform in ISKCON, there were some dark spots there, so on and so forth. You fill your mind, Krishna will not appear so much in the mind. You must feel, my solution is Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! Yes! You must think, Ayinanda Tonuya, I'm your part, but I have fallen into this world of birth and death. Please, again, let me come back to you. To acquire this strong feeling of separation, Prabhupada writes, is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis, through feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, we were hearing about this, qualities, pastimes and entourage are all identical with him. There are 9 different kinds of devotional service. Devotional service to Krishna in feelings of separation elevates the devotee to the highest perfectional level, to the level of the gopis. The spiritual masters should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Why? Because then you think of Krishna. and then he will appear. So this was about Krishna Leela. I could, maybe at one stage we should make a Krishna Leela seminar from morning till evening. Krishna Leela, Leela. But we can't do this now because I need to prepare you for tomorrow, which is our important day. I want to now go to the Shastra meditation. If you take notes, this is a new form of meditation, the Shastra meditation. When you read, like we have read, there is a great danger. What is the danger in reading? What? Falling asleep. What? Yes, inattention, and you forget what you have read. Inattention is that one thing which kills all the sukritis or the benefits of the spiritual practices. If you are inattentive, you cannot profit from spiritual practices. Is this your experience also? Like now we are all a little tired. I can see the time comes where I have to do something with you. We will do. Inattention is just such a bad habit of the mind. It just goes out of the thing and we are inattentive. So therefore, I would like to give you three tricks. Tricks is not... Three ways or tools. Tools is the word. Which you can apply in your reading. I would request one of you who has a good handwriting and is English speaking to write this down. Maybe I think you have a good handwriting. Yes, please write down. When you read, ask yourself three questions. First of all, what did I just read? Stop after a few pages or a few paragraphs and just recapitulate immediately after you have read what you have read. This works very good. This puts the reading matter from what is called from the short time memory into the long time memory.
A little psychology for you.
This is your brain. This left part is your short time memory. It's very short, you know. It whatever stays in there will very quickly, because this has holes here, go out. This is the function of the short time memory. You have to place the information into the long time memory, and there it stays for a long, long time. The way you can do this is by either doing it in your mind, what did you just read, or
this is 1A. You can make an A out of this. 1A.
You can talk about what you read to someone who is close. Like I usually do this, my assistants know this. When I have read something, they have to sit down in the room and I tell them, even if they are, we have so many things to do. No, just wait 2 minutes for Krishna. And then they have to listen. It's a purely selfish interest. And now comes question number two. You can think, is there anything, let us see how we express it, let me first please say it, is there anything which I have heard which is related? Related information you can write down, please. Just think, anything related. When you, for instance here, you, an information, let me say, what is a good information? Live healthy. Then you can think, well, what does this... No. Anything related. Have I read something? My example is not good. I'm getting also tired. anything related. So, and the third question is, what does this mean? What I'm reading. Reflect about it. What does this mean when I'm hearing you are not the body? What does this mean? I'm a soul. It means I should change my life because I'm living, I can live more spiritually at this moment. Digest the information. Only information which is digested can build you, can serve you, just like food. When you put food in your stomach, and you don't digest it, it can turn into something not healthy. So you will need to digest the information. Now, these are three questions which you can ask when you read the scriptures. Please try it on your own. Note it down and look at your notes. It's a format which we take in Bhakti Sangha. I must really applaud you. You have such an expressive handwriting. This is very good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now I would like you to raise up on your feet. My next meditation is mantra meditation. And I want you to go with... Can you all see this mantra? Om Namo Narayanaya. We will now go to a temple in South India. We will again stand the way a kangaroo would stand, which you have learned. Just very comfortable, yogic stand. I'm referring to yesterday's seminar. And we will be in a beautiful, please close your eyes. We will be in a beautiful temple in South India. Please don't translate at this time. It is the temple of Sri Ranganath. It is lying on an island in the river of Kaveri. The island is green. There's this beautiful temple. We go into the temple itself and we hear a Brahmana chanting the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. And we will now chant together with him this mantra. We will chant very sonorous with our whole voice and really feel the potency of this holy name of the Lord. He has not yet started, but he's sitting down now. And we start. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om chant with your heart. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Listen to the sound vibration. Om Namo Narayanaya. Let it enter you. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. You're back in Radha Desh. Did you like this exercise?
Yes.
Could you feel some spiritual potency?
Yes.
It cannot be denied, isn't it? Especially when many devotees chant. This was an example of mantra meditation. When you have a mantra and you meditate about this, it is hoped that eventually you will realize that the personality of the mantra is non-different from the mantra himself. We hear of our acharyas who went and chanted the Mahamantra from morning till night, praying that the Lord kindly reveals himself in the form of the mantra. We hear from Gop Kumar, who is getting this Gopal mantra and who has only one desire, to see the personality of the mantra, which is his beloved Madan Gopal, the name of Krishna, the Vrindavan Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has also told us that the mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is not different from Radha and Krishna. And one day, we will realize this. Since centuries, devotees have done this mantra meditation. And we hear that this meditation is so powerful that even if you do it without concentration, the effects can be relished and had. Who is an example of who chanted a mantra, a name of Lord, is mantra, and who didn't mean it, and who got such a high result? Ajamil, yes, he chanted at the time of death the name Narayanaya, the Narayan, Narayan, his name, and the servants of death couldn't do anything against him. They couldn't take him away. Srila Prabhupada gave us also mantras to chant. Each morning, each morning we are chanting the Chintamani prayers. Let us chant them together.
Chintamani prakara satma sukalpa briksha laksha viteshu surabira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasambrahma sevyamanam govindamani purusham tamaham vajami go...
Oops. One more.
Venom kanantam aravindaladaya taksham Tamagatam samasitam buddhasundarangam Tandakvakoti kamahiyam viśeṣaśopam Govindamādi puruṣaṁ tamaṁ vadāmi Aṅgāni yasya sakalendriya vritti manti Pasyanti panti karayanti chiram yaganti Ananda chinmaya sadhujala vigrahasya Govindamādi puruṣaṁ tamaṁ vadāmi Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam Adyam muranam purusham navayovanam cha Vedeshu dulabham adulabham atma bhakto Govindamādi purusham tamaham bhajami.
So we... What we are doing now is, I have really called this part from mantra meditation, we go now to verse meditation. And I wanted to just read with you the translations to this. There is a precise reason why Srila Prabhupada asked that this is played every morning in our temples. There is a very practical reason. I remember having heard how it started, this tradition. Prabhupada was going to take darshans of the deities, and at that time the record, the Govindam record, had just come out, and the devotees had played this over the sound system of the Los Angeles temple. Now, when darshan came, and somehow there was no one able to switch the thing off. You know, sometimes it happens in our temples. We play Govindam Adipusham, you know, and then Sangsara Dhamanadalila. Stop that, please. And then 25 devotees go and no one knows where to press the bottom and so on. It was a similar situation. It was meant to be shut off, but no one was there able to shut it off, and it was booming through the temple. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Samrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adipurushan Tamaham Bhajami. And you know, and everyone was, wow, Prabhupada is in the temple, let's stop it, stop it, stop this. Prabhupada was before the deities and his eyes became wet, and then he started to cry his tears of ecstasy. When they are ecstatic tears, they go like a syringe. And the pujari got all, you know, the nectar. And then Prabhupada said, from this day on, it should always be played. Later there was a rebellion against this, that some brahmachari felt it not appropriate to listen to Yamuna Mataji's voice, but Prabhupada said, no, it is all right for me, it's all right for my Guru Maharaj, it must be all right for you. So it was a very, it was instituted as a tradition. It was not just that Prabhupada, I mean, Srila Prabhupada must have liked the recording, but there is a deep reason behind it. In our tradition, there's something which you call mantropasana.
Mantropasana, I think it's an old asana.
It's mantra upasana. Mantra means mantra, and upasana means worship. Worship through a mantra. You can worship the Lord through mantras. Therefore, it is advised that we are chanting these Chintamani prayers or any of such authorized prayers and worship the Lord by this. This is very good. So, It's also good to meditate about these mantras a little. I will read them for you. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. So while you're listening to this, think about primeval Lord. What does this mean? The first progenitor who's tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, but always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. And the next verse, maybe someone, I think if you hear another voice than me, would be good. You would like to, or you, there must be typical English for.
Do you worship the primeval Lord, his adept in playing on his flute, blooming eyes like lotus petals, his head decked with peacock's feather, is a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming
millions of cupids. Yes. You can think Krishna playing on his flute. No, a bit of lesson. Who's adept in playing on his flute. You can think he has blooming eyes like lotus petals. Very, very long. Krishna, there's some reddish in the eyes like the sun when it rises in the morning. And the eyes are what? Are they still? And they're wandering, looking at all of us. With head bedecked with a peacock feather. You know how the peacock feather came on Krishna's head? No? Well, he was, once he was coming to where the peacocks were, and the peacocks danced for him very intensely. And then the king of the peacocks came towards Krishna very close and said, "Now Syamasunda, please dance yourself." And all the peacocks went, "Yes, good idea, dance, please dance." And everyone in Braj was saying, "Yes, dance, please dance for us, Krishna." Krishna was getting ready. And then he danced very, very beautifully while playing at the same time his transcendental flute. And he danced very, very beautifully. Sometimes it is described, Krishna can dance, you know, in ways we just can't imagine. It is the perfection of all rhythm and so on. And when he starts, sometimes devatas come and play for him the rhythms and so on. The ragas and raginis come. So when he was dancing like this, all the residents of Vrindavan were just totally amazed. The peacock, king of the peacocks, came to him and he just thought what to give to him. Have you ever seen when someone is doing very nice art, you want to give him something? So he picked the most valuable thing, which was his peacock feather, gave it to Krishna. Now Krishna, in order to honor this, he didn't just put it somewhere, you know. I gave a few days ago Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu a book as a present. When he saw the book, it was a very nice book, he was overwhelmed and he immediately placed it in gratefulness on the head. So Krishna is so grateful, he placed the peacock feather on his head because it's an offering of love. He just doesn't want to put it anywhere. And he always has it. Yes, we can think about this. With a figure of beauty tinged with a hue of blue clouds and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. So, I will now make a little. I want to see if there are questions. If there are none, I will do one last thing. then you're ready for tomorrow. I have to give you, however, some instructions for tomorrow. I explain to you what we will do. You can even tell, well, it will be an experience you will tell for many weeks to come afterwards. Do you have any questions regarding this? Tapas, yes.
I have a question of this in separation, worship in separation. I heard once that this is worship in remembering Krishna in separation. This is something can be done if you are a little advanced. But the beginning of this remembering in separation is to feel separated from being Krishna conscious. And you can begin in this way. I don't know if you have a comment on this.
Yeah. The area which we are discussing is an area which is surrounded by high institutional walls, obviously. These things, meditating about Krishna, we don't hear very often about this, because our general practice is to hear Krishna's holy name and to do kirtan about his holy name. In this seminar, we want to just look through one of the windows to Krishna, nine windows, the Smaranam window. Now, if you do Smaranam, I'm trying to look for this, written about this in this very inexpensive little book. Hare Krishna. I somehow like to joke. It's I'm growing older and older, but this nature to stop joking, I wonder when I will ever stop joking. Those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says Prabhupada, can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. When the feeling of separation becomes very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. So, now, we are not on this level of very intense feelings of separations, because we think we have everything in place. Our apartments, our daily meals, our clothing, our whatever we have set up in our lives. But it is nevertheless good to understand a little bit our position, tapas. You are a part of Krishna. You are actually a divine son of God. Imagine. And now we are just in this world. We have this umski, this mind, which always is projecting negative things. Even in the movement for Krishna consciousness, it is flying on the negative things which are there due to the human weaknesses. It is such a disturbing thing. You should think, I will separate it, but I will now go back to Krishna. You should feel enthusiastic about this concept of solving the separation and going back to Godhead. It is very important to have this mood. Have you ever seen in your own sadhanas, my dear devotees, how it is so advantageous when we have this feeling, oh Krishna, I want to come to you? Have you seen this? If you don't, at the moment it is there, oh Krishna, just this thought, oh Krishna, I was so far away, but then the whole life seems to change. It's almost, I'm not a computer expert, my example may not be 100% good, but sometimes, at least the time when I had interrelationships with a computer, it was very primitive. And I used to remember how sometimes there were only hieroglyphs on the computer screen. And then I was desperate, and then someone came, no, just press this button. Which button? this button. F2 it was usually. and you would press it very timidly, and then it goes like bling, and then the right image was there. In Krishna consciousness, there's also a bottom, which unfortunately we can't always find, the F2 or whatever it is. It's a bottom where we feel, my dear Lord, please accept me. This has to do with separation. So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I was not thinking that you were. Oh, the energy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, please accept me. That's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry, and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting him, please accept me. Please accept me. Now when this becomes very intense, when it comes really like reverberates to you, then Krishna's there. He wants to hear this cry like a helpless child for the mother. We have to start somewhere, tapas. We always say, this is too advanced, the intense separation, then start with a low fire, lukewarm in separation. Whatever is able, whatever comes out of your heart. So, I'm thanking you very much for coming. Please, we have one more minute, don't run away. I want to now prepare you for tomorrow's class. I have talked very much about meditation. Tomorrow, I want to meditate with all of you. One thing is, you need to be a little bit awake to really enjoy it. Because this meditation, we did it last time in Switzerland, and even, very, very conservative thinkers were thinking that this is one of the deepest experiences in their life. What we will do is we will apply some of the physical relaxation techniques, but only what is in contact with breathing, like we have heard a little of pranayama. And then I will take you on a guided meditation into a place which is very far away from here. And somehow if we all, we will pray to Radha Gopinath that he will give you this experience, we will have a wonderful experience. I cannot tell you what it is, because you will have to see it yourself. It is wonderful. At least to my knowledge. Before we do this, we will do a little breathing exercise. Some of you liked it and was helpful to refreshen you up. So if I can request you to please not go upstairs, so that we can start really at the proper time and not waste even one millisecond, so that we can put everything into place. I would be very happy if you could keep in mind that you are well rested, so that when we meditate, we don't hear a loud and relaxed snoring and so on. But one thing is, it will not be possible to translate, because it will disturb, unfortunately. So what you can do this part on the tape, you can listen, and our Mataji can translate for you on the tape. But you will just have to be there, and just it is in a. I think if I give you once this experience, you will see something about meditation. So we are now finished with our class. See you tomorrow.
Hare Krishna.